I want to go to this vaccines thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you ever believe in your life, growing up as a little girl and then becoming a CEO of a construction company and not being in politics, but did you ever believe in your life that from the White House, they would ever sit there and go, we're going to go door to door on something like vaccines, that they actually get down to the local level? Tell us about that.
No one believed any of this would be happening. Anything that's happening, we could have never dreamed up, because it's a nightmare and it shouldn't be happening. And you know what's wrong with the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci? They're lying to everyone.
Here we go again. We have more of the horse crap going on, where first they push the fake pandemic on us using the common code. Coronavirus is a common code, y'all. And then they change the name to COVID so that it won't be so obvious that it's the common code. Then they lied to us about a number of things. Locking down and mask and standing 6 feet apart, which is kind of crazy, because the Satanists, when they do their rituals, they stand 6 feet apart and they wear masks. I'm just saying, their faces are covered up, and they're standing 6 feet apart. So to me, it's like we're being mocked in real time. But now we're sitting here, and they're trying to force the vaccines on us. And because they didn't hit their goals before, you know, the end of July or June, rather, they're now trying to come door to door. And then you have patriots that are defending our rights, said you cannot force vaccines. I guess you can't come door to door and try to give us the vaccine, because at some point, how close are we to having to come to your door by force, busting your house and giving you an injection? And what is their agenda behind that? Well, Dan Crenshaw, he is defending, or rather speaking out against this crap, obviously. Which, by the way, he too is a rhino, needs to go. Voted against my president on January 6th. That's sidebar. But he's now coming us speaking out against this. Watch this.
Tweeting, how about don't knock on my door? You're not my parents. You're the government. Make the vaccine available and let people be free to choose. Why is that concept so hard for the left?
Why is freedom and liberty so hard for the left? Do you understand, you know, what you're trying to make him sound crazy for saying my body, my choice? Just like, you know, how come it's my body, my choice when it's time to kill a baby? Is your body, this woman here, is your body, the same woman here, this is the same woman that says my body, my choice, when you want to assassinate a little baby, because whatever reason it is. But yet, when it comes to the vaccine, it's no longer your body, your choice, right? You want to force me to put something in my body. You don't mind us taking a life from your body. We can murder babies all day long, because it's your body of choice. But if I don't want a vaccine, and I don't want you trying to make me get a vaccine, no longer is it my body, my choice. Which one is it? Because you can't make the rules, and it works only for your people. Or it works for women, but not for, you know, men. Or it works for your agenda, rather, and not for our agenda, or rather freedom, because it's not really our agenda. Our agenda is freedom, liberty. We can choose. If I want to be sick, let me be sick.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs tweeting, it's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. Joining me now is Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
And they bring in these so-called experts. So-called experts. Not saying he don't have degrees and stuff. Not saying that he doesn't have, you know, the understanding about what, you know, what happens in the body when exposed to certain things or whatever, what have you. I'm saying he doesn't present anything factual. He comes on TV with an agenda to influence people in a certain direction. He's not presenting us with all of the context that should be given to people when we're about to put something dangerous in our body.
Who is helping in this effort to get Americans vaccinated. Sir, thank you so much for being with us. I wonder if you can answer that criticism. It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to.
Let me translate what he said here. He said, your rights don't matter. The government is now, we are going to override the Constitution. Your rights don't matter. And what he's, and this is what he said here. He said, we spent trillions of dollars. How are you getting the money? Oh, you're getting the money from the taxpayers? No, you're not. Because you know why? Because we don't even have trillions of dollars in circulation. The market doesn't even have $1 trillion. I think you have $1 trillion. They don't even have, you know, no, I don't think it's even that. The market doesn't even have $1 trillion in it. The actual market, the actual dollar market, we may be $1.5 trillion, maybe. There isn't trillions of dollars in the market. Not even talking about taking a percentage of that $1 trillion. Let's say we had $1 trillion in the market. You're taking a percentage of that money. So you're not even in the trillions yet. You're in like probably, you know, the mid billions, you know, $400 billion, something like that. You're somewhere in that range. So if you're putting trillions of dollars into the market, how are you doing it? You're borrowing it from the Federal Reserve Bank again. So now what you're saying is that the central bankers are in control of democracy now. You have to read between the lines, y'all. You have to hear what they're saying here.
To continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate. And knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated.
It's not illegal to go door to door. It's not. That part he's right about. However, these were the same practices of the Hitler regime, where they went door to door, and you know they basically made lists of people who they felt would not comply with their orders, and later on they knew who to round up. They knew exactly where how many people were in the house. They knew, you know, what their plans were, what their intentions were, and you know, whatever questions they asked them, they created, you know, they wrote down which side of the aisle they were on. Were they for the regime or against the regime? And to be for the regime, you have to comply with their commands, their orders. So they made the list, and they came back later on and rounded them up, you know. So this is why, you know, you should not answer your door. When they come, don't answer your door. Or if you live in an area where you know, you can do this, get you a no trespassing sign and put it in the front yard, because then they can't legally come to your house and ask you any questions like that. The government can't. People can come, you know, and solicit, you know, to you. They can come in and offer you services. But they can't come over here, and the government can't come over there in capacity and try to get you to do something that's on their agenda. Do not answer your door. I mean, we're already marked anyway, so we're on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, so we're already marked. But I'm just saying, if you can, if it's possible, avoid helping them in any way.
There are experts. Listen, we hear pleas from President Biden telling people to get vaccinated, but what we're seeing is a decline in vaccinations, and there are folks who say more needs to be done, like Dr. Lena Wen, who in an op-ed for the Washington Post said, quote, "That's not nearly enough. Biden needs to get behind proof of vaccination, starting with his own White House events. A gathering touting the United States' progress toward independence from the virus should have been the ideal opportunity to make the case for vaccine requirements. It matters for everyone, including the vaccinated." What's your response to that?
They're basically pushing for forced vaccination. That's what this is. This meeting narrative here is preparing their base to be comfortable with the idea of forced vaccination. They're catering to the fear of the people who are already a bunch of idiots anyway. I mean, their brains are Swiss cheese. They're just full of holes.
I get the vaccine. I'm so scared.
I mean, we're in a so-called pandemic that's killing people by the thousands and thousands and thousands, but the homeless population is going up. Please tell me how this works. Is there somebody with an IQ, that's higher than the equator? They can tell me how come we're in a so-called pandemic where you have to wash your hands, stand 6 feet apart, don't touch surfaces, keep your mouth closed, and you got somebody on the street that's dirty as a water eating out trash cans, and they ain't dying. We don't see them falling out on the street dying. How come they're breaking all the laws? Or all the so-called following the science. How come they break all the science laws? The so-called science. And then they're live. They're not even washing their hands. They don't have hand sanitizers. They probably don't know what's going on. Like, why am I wearing a mask? They probably had no clue. They don't have TVs. And you're saying that we are to trust you when you've been lying to us for so long. So the people that are pushing this vaccine are just they're be nice here. They don't have they're very gullible. Okay, that's nice, right? They're very gullible and stupid. I can't do it. It's a bunch of idiots, flaming morons. You gonna sit up here and look at this stuff here. The homeless is going up because Trump. But wear your mask. I don't want to get sick. You know what? You should probably get sick because you need to be. I ain't gonna say that on the air. Let's have one less moron in this world. Unreal. And you want us to go along with that. And you judge us for being smart. You call us conspiracy nuts for using our brains and using logic. God gave us logic. God gave us intelligence. And you're calling us the conspiracy nuts. And we're dangerous to you people because we are asking ourselves, wait a minute here, that doesn't quite add up. We're in a pandemic that's killing everybody, but we're supposed to be washing our hands and all. And the homeless people ain't dying. The people in Tanzania never got vaccinated, never wore masks. They're not dying, but you killed their president, in my opinion. The people in Haiti, y'all, though you were in Haiti, never had lockdowns, never had mask mandates, never had mandated vaccines. Huh. And now their president is dead, right? Assassinated. Like the president of Tanzania. And I think three or four more other areas who opposed these lockdowns, who opposed these vaccines, who opposed this entire pandemic. And now they're all dead.
Having people say, yes, I am vaccinated and proving it, or at least having them attest to it.
Well, there are any number of ways to try to continue to make progress, and the president has demonstrated that he is open to moving in any direction we can to help Americans get safe, be safe, feel safe.
any direction he can, meaning he's willing to use the military, if possible, to force people to get vaccines. He's probably willing, if he had the power, which I don't think he does, he's probably willing to declare martial law. And this is what they're heading. I don't believe that Biden is really the president. I'm just playing along with the narratives here. Okay. I believe Trump is still the president here, but I had to play along with these narratives so that I can explain things and give you the psychology of a Democrat. They're hoping that Joe Biden, you know, would use any means necessary, meaning he could use the military if he wants to, and force you to get the vaccine. And that's what they are implying here.
And so we'll continue to provide Americans access. We're going to go where you are so that you can get vaccinated, and we'll do everything we can. And what we've done is allowed the
go where you are. That's called stalking.
States through our governors, our mayors and county supervisors to determine how best to approach people in their neighborhoods.
They need to figure out how to best approach us in our neighborhoods. They want us to be able to rather be vaccinated by the government, right? And they want to be able to find out what is the best way to follow us, to track us, to stalk us, and to find out where we are. Could they use these cell phone towers? Approach you in the parking lot somewhere? I mean, what's next? Do they, you know, at some point arrest you, take you away as if you're a prisoner, lock you up, you know, call it a public health safety crisis or whatever, and then force vaccinate you? Does this sound like freedom to you? All you people on the left who voted for this man, who thought that he was going to be, you know, the opposite of Trump. Trump, he is. Because Trump, you know, was trying to bring freedom. This guy is trying to take freedoms. Now you're seeing this for yourself. And here's the problem, y'all. They only have about 47% of the people vaccinated. And this is a problem for them in the U.S. This is a problem for them. Because they're not getting the response they want. The people on both sides of the aisle are not agreeing with getting the vaccine. They found out that there were a lot more people on both sides of the aisle who did not like vaccines than they thought. They thought that they would get all the Democrats, if not most of them, to be on board. So that now the line is easily divided between the left and the right. But they found out that they are losing in the polls. They're getting crushed because of the fact that the people on both sides of the aisle don't like vaccines. Only 47% got it? You serious right now? This is freaking them out, y'all, because they thought they had the backing of the people, and they don't. They really believe their own polls. They lie in their own polls, and they believe their own lies. Now they're realizing that, you know, they don't have the backing of the people. Not at all. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene responds to all of this here. And she's, like I said, she's going to be the president one day. I like her. Or at least the VP. And she, you know, fights back on this same agenda that we're discussing here of force vaccinating the entire country.
Vaccines thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you ever believe in your life, growing up as a little girl and then becoming a CEO of a construction company and not being in politics, but did you ever believe in your life that from the White House, they would ever sit there and go, we're going to go door to door on something like vaccines, that they actually get down to the local level? Tell us about that.
No one believed any of this would be happening. Anything that's happening, we could have never dreamed up, because it's a nightmare and it shouldn't be happening. And you know what's wrong with the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci? They're lying to everyone. All the statistics are there. All the data is there. The biggest risk factor for COVID-19 is obesity. And I can tell you, I've owned and operated a construction company for over 20 years, and I grew up in that business. But I also was a gym owner, and I helped countless people lose weight and become healthy again and stop taking medication. When we know obesity is the number one risk factor for dying from COVID-19, we should be addressing obesity. And
you know, what she's stating is actually true. Obesity is the number one killer for anything. Because why? Because when a lot of people, when you're old, I'm not trying to be funny here, because I'm not overly fat. I'm small still, but I have a big belly, and that's not good. And I used to be like 175. Now I'm 243. I'm the same height. My legs aren't that much bigger, but my belly is out there. Okay, so it's like ooh, and but the obese. You know, and I have an herbalist too, you know, he told me all these things, but years ago in the past, that obesity, a lot of it is because you have a lot of stored food in your body. And he said that you have about 5 to 6 months of five to six meals in your body. And the average person has between 5 to 6 meals still in the body. You know, the ones who are, I don't want to say fat, but who are a little bit bigger. Okay. Obese people. You have at least 5 to 6 meals that's still in your body. Now here's the problem now. The food gets in your body and it rots. And it's still just like it rots, you know, out there, you know, out if you're throwing trash in it, you know, and it rots, it's still rots in your body. Because it's still meat. So it's in your body, it's rotting, it's not coming out of you. So that poison is staying in your body. So now your immune system is weakening because you have all these toxins in your body. Okay, I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm trying to be real here and just be a little bit. So when you're obese, you have a weakened immune. This is a point here. You have a weakened immune system. And of course, you can have that in many ways. So you can have it, you know, from autoimmune disease, or you can have, you know, cancer or whatever, and you're on treatment for cancer, and that treatment is making your immune system weaker. Whatever, however it is, that the biggest issue is having a weakened immune system. You can either be obese and have it, or be ill and have it. So so that's what's causing people to really have adverse reactions to whatever is out there. I think, you know, it's more so radiation. You know that already. I believe that what's happening here is that it's radiation poisoning most times. But, you know, that's sidebar. I won't get into that right now. But what she's saying is correct. So it's the people who have weaker immune systems that are going through this thing. It's not the people who have healthier systems. Okay.
Solving people's problems. But they want to go around door to door and lie. I had to laugh so hard when she was saying, you know, the vaccine has not been, people can't get it and it's hard to get. It's such a lie. I mean, they're giving away free donuts. They're giving away money trying to give vaccines to people. They're on every corner at gas stations practically. But you have Jen Psaki saying people can't get them, so we got to go door to door. No, you don't have to go door to door. Actually, you should stay away from people's doors trying to stab people with this non-FDA approved vaccine. It's not approved. And there's risk factors with it. There's terrible side effects happening, especially with young people.
There's about now 6,000 deaths in the U.S. from the COVID shot. And she's not giving you those stats, but that is the case. 6,000 deaths in the U.S. alone, about 429,000 injuries. Now, like I said before, you know, on the podcast, I mean, on the Telegram, that the numbers went up, obviously, because you have more people getting the vaccine, right? So you have, you know, and I think they estimated on the CDC website 151 million people got it, and some of them got two of them. So there's a total of 320 million injections. So out of that number, you have 6,000 deaths. That's a lot of deaths still, but it's that high because of the number of it. Because it's still high. I won't even fake that. It is high. But it's mostly high because of the fact that they've given it to more people, right, than the average flu shot. But the charts, and I've seen the charts. The charts are ridiculous. You know how much the last 10 years of the flu shot, that the COVID shot has more deaths in. Now I do believe that a lot of the deaths in the COVID shot are not because of the shot itself, but because of the radiation that's in the air already. I'll do that on a different show. The radiation that's already in the air. And this is, it's too broad to discuss here. But the radiation that's already in the air, in the atmosphere from 5G, that's you know, that's mixing in with the radiation in the shot. There is radiation in so many shots. And of course, it's already in your body too. And when you have a weakened immune system and you get hit with that radiation, the symptoms of that simulate exactly what we have been seeing on the internet. People shaking, people have skin lesions or skin problems. People have a heart palpitations. You know, if you have a high enough level of radiation, you can throw up blood. You can have menstrual cramps. You know, I mean, all of these symptoms that we're seeing are results of radiation poisoning, in my opinion. And I have some information on that to back it up. And one day I'll do a show on that. I did one already, but I'll do another one on that. But anyway, at the end of the day, just to keep on with the same theme to kind of play along with the narrative here, COVID being the killer here. Yeah, she is right. It is dangerous. There are, 6,000 deaths, which is kind of ironic because Johnson & Johnson only has about 100 and something deaths from their shot. That's it. But they are the only ones being impugned in the news for being dangerous. Whereas the COVID shot, the Moderna COVID shot and the Pfizer COVID shot, they have over 2,000 deaths. They have a higher percentage of deaths, almost at 1%. Okay. Versus the Johnson & Johnson shot, that they they're at like 0.12 or something like that. It's not even like a tenth of 1% of people who get it have problems. Now, I believe the first shot from Johnson & Johnson was a placebo because they had some people out there that were given letters from their doctors saying, "Hey, come back to the clinic because we give you basically a saline shot. Excuse me, we give you the wrong shot." And give you a shot of saline. So we have to give you the real COVID shot. So they were giving out letters to people saying, come back to the office because we got to give you the real shot. Because they realized that Trump was putting in placebos and they switched them out. And there's a news article out there that I read just this morning, actually, where they were saying that the Delta variant is out there and all this crap, and that they have a shot now that they've developed. They've updated the COVID shot to be able to counter the Delta variant. So when they update the shot, all they're doing is they're playing with your body. They put this chemical in there, or this, I think it's nanobots, in your body to see how you respond to that. And if that don't work, okay, we need to put more here or more of that, and they put more of the same crap in there. They create a new COVID name, a new viral name. And they reissue that to you because they want to scare you into getting the next COVID shot so you can get the next test. And all they're doing is they're trying to test out how the quantities and what they can put in your body. They're watching you to see if you're going to die. Let's be real. They're watching to see if you're going to have a reaction. There's people out there who are getting the COVID shot, and at the site of injection, you can put a black light to that part of their arm, and they're seeing like a fluorescent light glowing under their skin, which to me is very creepy because the Bible says that they will implant a mark on you, on your right hand or your forehead. And now they're giving you shots that put a mark on your body. If we aren't close to the end times, if we aren't close. So anyway, she's right about these things here, that the people with weaker immune systems are suffering the most from this COVID shot here. And let's let her play. Let's play the rest of this news broadcast here and see how she ends this.
And their hearts. And then there's many deaths that are associated with these vaccines. So no, you need to stay the hell away from our doors and stay off our doorsteps. And stay up there in Washington where you belong and actually analyze the real data. And if you care about people, you would care about ending obesity, which not only would keep people safe from COVID-19, but it would also drive down our healthcare cost, which God knows that needs to happen as well. But yeah, she says she doesn't want to take medical advice from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, believe me, they should be taking some health advice from Marjorie Taylor Greene, because I actually know what I'm talking about when it comes to helping people lose weight, unlike the Biden administration and unlike Dr. Fauci, which is nothing but a big liar and completely in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. So these are the real issues that we need to talk about. And yeah, they're scared of me because I'm saying what all of you are saying at home.
I like her. I like her. She's like a female version of Trump. And she's saying what we're saying at home. She's saying what we're saying on social media. Although we disagree, a lot of us, on certain things here. But, you know, we're all saying essentially the same thing, that is dangerous. The shot is dangerous. It shouldn't be mandated. It shouldn't be pushed on people. And so we believe this thing. And now we have people out there in Congress that are actually fighting for us. Jim Jordan is another one. Rand Paul. Was it Rand Paul? Yeah, Rand Paul. So we have people out there fighting for us, y'all. And they're beginning to point this out. Now mind you, now they're beginning to turn the corner on all this stuff here. So they're getting ready to declass probably some things in the future. And this is why Green is out here speaking now. And we have Steve Bannon out there speaking, and we have different ones out there who are speaking on the same issues. Because at some point in time, Trump's going to turn a corner on these guys. And he's going to say, like, hey, you know, they said it was safe. You know, and it's going to be a big spotlight shine on the big farmer, a big farmer who has been poisoning us for a long time with the flu shots, the smallpox shots, all of them. They've been putting poison in us for a long time. Not saying that some shots and some vaccines aren't needed. Maybe they aren't needed, because some people never got vaccine at all and have been okay for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So they're beginning to turn the corner on these guys, and they're going to begin to expose them in Big Pharma, because at the end of the day, you have to bring down Big Pharma. You have to bring out every area, every aspect of their operation. Big Pharma, the private corporations, the government. We have to bring down, you know, social media, bring down Hollywood, whatever they use. They're street soldiers, like the BLM groups and the Antifa groups. You have to bring down the entire operation without drawing too much attention to the fact that it's happening. You let them hang themselves. They don't even realize that they're hanging themselves until they wake up one day and say, hey, everyone is supporting Trump right now. So these rallies that we're seeing with Trump, they're happening because Trump is trying to educate the new people now who haven't heard. People say, I he's saying the same things he said, you know, before the election. I've heard it before. Yeah, but it's not for you. You've heard it before, but there's so many people now who are Democrats who haven't heard it before. So they hate Trump so much, they didn't want to hear him. But now that they've seen what Biden is doing and what these people are doing in D.C., they're waking up and they want to find out, well, Trump was right. Let me see what he's saying now. And then they're hearing it for the first time. It's not for, the rallies are not for you. They're for them. To bring them up to speed to what we already know. And occasionally he might drop, you know, a bomb here and there for us. But we have to understand, y'all, there are a lot of folks out there, excuse me, who has not heard Trump speak in his way. And they're now beginning to turn a corner. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there, and she's getting ready to bring these people back into the fold, to show them that we have been lied to for a very long time, and it's time to stop. So these are signs that the Patriot movement is winning, and we're moving towards the right direction, and that we're going to eventually expose these people and shut them down. I'll see you tomorrow.